We've been practicing with embodied awareness, breath awareness, yeah? And in some of the practice meetings with you, some really useful discussions around how you're going with that. Yeah? And a sense that there may be some benefit in having a little bit more guidance around how to work this practice. Yeah, so it can be really illuminating to take every meditation session as though it's the first time ever. And in that sense, coming into it fresh and open rather than cramped in a little bit. And what that does is it allows some time to really settle in to the here and now, settle into the body. Yeah? We're not diving down into microscopic inquiry into this or that part of the body. Yeah, we're settling back like we're settling back into a delicious warm bath on a cool day. Body's always with us, always in the present. Yeah? So it's a perfect support and anchor for present moment awareness. So we can bring a kind of broad awareness to start with. And you can check it out yourself. Where do I normally live? Where do you normally live in your body? Is it up in the head, behind the eyes? In the throat, like a lump? Whereabouts? And that's something that we can broaden and expand. We're not coming up with images of the body or ideas of the body, though. It's a broad awareness, holding it like the whole ecosystem of it. And so that might mean coming back to that elemental simplicity of the natural weight of the body, the contact between the body and the cushion or chair, and the flashes in and out of awareness of the body, the pulses and the rhythms, coolness of air on the skin, places of warmth beneath the clothes. And we become aware of the whole of it, to start with. It's particularly helpful if there's some physical discomfort, because we can tend to contract down into that location, get caught there. And so this capacity, almost like a camera to pan in and out, to pan back into the whole of the body, can bring an evenness of attention. And it's a container for discomfort. It gives place for discomfort to metabolize, and to be seen, to be released. And so it's worth doing the work to establish this embodied awareness. Not contracting our attention, but having it expanded to the fathom-long body, as it's described in the suttas. What this also means is when we get up off the cushion, when we're walking meditation, or when we're out doing our mindfulness in action or having unscheduled time, there's still this whole of the body present to awareness. The meditation continues. It becomes a way of being. Not something restricted to certain times of the day. So something to consider. And then within that whole body awareness, it's hard not to notice the breath. We don't need to do the breath. The breath's been reliably happening since birth. Enters and it leaves. And we know there's a biological pathway for the breath through the nasal passages into the lungs. But it's also, as Willa said earlier this morning, we're absorbing the air through the cells, through the skin. It's not something we have to believe, it's something to check out. Subtle in and out flow of breath and the energy that comes in on the breath. We start to come into an energetic experience of our being. Yeah. Coming out of the cognitive and biomechanical into the energetic as we start to settle our attention. This makes it much easier to take care of the citta, which has energetic resonance with any contact that comes through the senses. Yeah, so these establishments, the physical body, the whole of the body, the delicate inflow and outflow of breath, just starting by getting a taste for what that's like to feel wholly here. In a way, wholly with a W, entirely here. Yeah. Drawing on our resources, on our reality here and now. And this becomes a container for the practice. And within that energetic, yeah, that's when we start to notice if thought patterns have taken hold, there may be some energy congealing in some area of the body, or trembling, or quailing in some way. And then we have the whole of the energy body to support an evenness there, not out of reactivity, out of compassion. This is where the power for the practice comes from. Settling into and stabilizing our present centered awareness in this way. And then we're more able to direct our attention where it needs to go. Yeah, we can, from our tradition, staying with the breath, our Thai forest tradition, we may start to follow the delicious feelings that come in through the breath. Yeah. It's not the grosser kind of sense pleasure. It's a more refined sign that leads us deeper inward. Yeah. That cool, refresh feeling that washes through the whole body. Yeah. And as we attune to that, we can't be practicing out of ill will, right? Yeah, we're practicing from the qualities of the heart. When it's not hindered. And then thoughts arise, moods shift, the passing parade of phenomena do what they do. Yeah, and we're stabilized and capable of inquiring without getting lost in it. Yeah, that's some of the possibility of this approach. And so if you're more used to an insight oriented approach. Yeah, this might seem a little bit novel or different. Yeah, you're welcome to experiment and see how the two work together. Yeah, the stabilizing in body and breath. The ease that can come with that. The clarity of mind that results from that. And then we're resourced to focus in. If it's the same old challenges that are coming up, it's kind of familiar to us, we can get lost in the story of it. But instead we might choose to focus in on the energetic experience of it, supported by this attunement to the energetic of the breath. We have different breath pathways through the body, and when they link up in our awareness, the practice can really deepen. So I'll offer some guidance now into this session. Just allow yourself to be as comfortable as the body will let you be for the moment. Becoming aware of what you might be sitting with. There may be some pain that you've been dealing with anyway, or that's newly arisen, physical bodily pain. Yeah, there may be bodily pleasant feelings present. Thought patterns or issues that are on your mind, just being aware of what's been there as we start to settle and stabilize attention. The whole of the body, like a pulsing, thrumming, warm and cool organism. And we take a global awareness of body. You know, right here, this is right effort, picking up an object that is conducive to deepening awareness of body as body. And this global awareness of embodiment naturally picks up on the flow of breath through the body. We're not chasing after the breath. We're simply receiving the breath. It comes in and it goes under its own rhythms and patterns. Some minds find it more conducive to inquire. Yeah. So we stay with this global awareness, body and breath. And within that, we may see the characteristics. Yeah. This breath comes and then it goes. There's nothing permanent about it. Yeah. That's not me doing it. So it's not me or mine. We can follow its lead inward. We can pick up on the softening, clarifying effects of the breath, even as we see it as a conditioned phenomenon. And both the energetic attunement and the inquiry can bring a cooling, can be very settling. And so we continue in this way, trusting your own internal guide. And if you're not sure what happens next, what do I do now? Thoughts have come. You come back to the body. Perhaps the breath washes through the areas of contractedness and allow the process to unfold. Yeah. We don't make insight happen. We just stay present and curious. Yeah. Increasingly attuning to the energetic of our experience. Letting the breath soften and clarify. The mind starts to relax. The mind starts to open. And an open and relaxed mind is powerful. And it can see things as they are. Finding what works for you and trusting your inner sense of this practice.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.